Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. pouring out my life gratefully, oh yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's ahead of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. Excuse me. It is Women's Day Thursday. A phenomenal woman of God that will be on this morning is Pastor Nellie Morgan, a phenomenal woman of God, a powerhouse for Christ. So get your pen, your paper, your Bible, and get ready to eat spiritually this morning. Excuse me. My scripture, the scripture for this morning is Psalms 118 and 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Excuse me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. That was Psalms 118 and 14. Remember, you can call in at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. This is a no judgment zone. I cannot judge you. No one come on here will be able to judge you. The only person can judge you is God. But I'm telling you, spend that one-on-one time with him, your life will change. Again, I'm not saying it's easy, but your life will change. Father, we ask you to come on here this morning and have your way. Let your people hear what you need for them to hear on this morning. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Holy Ghost, have your way on this line this morning. Somebody needs to hear this word this morning. Somebody's going through right now, Father God, and we ask you to put your loving arms around them, Heavenly Father. Continue to guide them. Show them that they're not by themselves. And we forever give you praise in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Again, this is a no-judgment zone. We're not on here to judge you. We're on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. It's not about us. It's 100% about God. Everyone come on here is here to lift you up, pray for you, push you if you need pushing, but you're not in this by yourself. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
All I have. Come on, Elijah. Come on, play. Come on, play. Come on, play. Come on, play. Somebody say, play, Elijah. Play, Elijah.
Back. Welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Definitely not going to leave the countries that's listening in. Excuse me. The United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, Indian, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, and the Netherlands. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis. Apostle and I get on here, and all the men and women get on here to encourage you. Even though some countries cannot praise God openly, know that on this side of the world that we're praying and interceding for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, and we sharpen you on this side. Even though you might get weary, hold on to God's loving hand. The storm won't last. It was meant to test your faith. Continue to push through, excuse me, and know that you're not alone. The enemy wants you to think that you're alone, but you're not. When you open your eyes, I'm telling you, the first thing you need to say is, thank you, Lord. The second is to put on your helmet of salvation so you can bind the enemy up. Because once he think he have your mind, my God, he think he can control the rest of your day. Do not let him do that. Continue to spend that one-on-one time with God. Continue to tell him that you're behind me. Nobody's worried about your past. God already forgave you. Now it's time for you to forgive yourself. We've all done things. Okay, hold your head up. Woman of God, know that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. God has made you, not nobody else. Don't worry about what they think of you. Focus on what God thinks of you. That's your goal. It's to please him. We try so hard, and I'm speaking for myself as well, to try to please everybody else but God. We think about everybody else but God. We focus on everybody else but God. We put our trust in everybody else but God. But once you put your trust in him, he can turn it around for you. Not saying the enemy's not going to attack you, because when you're chosen, the enemy will attack you. If you get nervous when you're speaking, keep pushing through. It's not easy. Everybody want a title, but the title don't make you anointed. God make you anointed. Nobody's untouchable when they're going through things. I say this all the time. From bishops, apostles, pastors, evangelists, ministers, missionaries, deacons, deaconettes, everybody go through something. It does not matter. But the only thing that matters is that one-on-one time in that relationship you have with God. We know you don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible, woman of God, but start. If you don't do nothing but two or three scriptures a day, just make that step and trust God. He will take care of the rest. I guarantee it. Stop focusing on everybody else. It's time to do a self-check. Do a self-check and say, here I am, God. I need you. I tried it my way. It's not working. I tried to put my faith in other people. That didn't work. I need you to show me what to do. And sit back and hear his voice. Ask him to let you know this is him. And he'll show you. Remember, he's not aggressive. He's not going to force himself on you. He's always has been right there beside you. We overlooked that. Some of us ran from it, including myself. But until you finally sit back and think, God, it's because of you I'm still standing here. God, it's because of you I'm still in the land of the living. It's because of you that I have a sane mind through all the chaos I've been through. And you stood right there with me. Are you available to him? You've been available to everybody else. Make time to be available for him. And watch what he do for your life. We're going to go to a musical break. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Get your pen and paper together. Get ready to hear this word from God just for you. Remember, this is not a judgment zone. I can't judge you. I'm nowhere near able to judge anybody. But I know a man that loves you, and his name is Jesus. We're going to a musical break, and we'll be back with Pastor Morgan. Amen. Lord, I am available to you. We're not going to prolong the time, excuse me. I'm going to introduce the son, and others should know this phenomenal woman of God, Pastor Nellie Morgan. Again, get your pen and paper together. The woman of God has a word just for you. You might be going through something right now and need to hear this word. Share it with someone. They might need it to hear it as well. Pastor Morgan, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
You're blessed, and highly favored. Good morning.
Amen. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute. Let the Lord use you. I have my pen and paper ready as well. Go right ahead.
Amen. I had to say, you know, first of all, giving honor to God, the head of my life, I want to thank him for an opportunity to come before his people to share what he has put in my spirit. I thank God for those who he allowed to pick me up in a downtrodden situation. I thank God for those who spoke life into me. Now I ask him on this morning to me and hide me behind the cross and use me for his glory. Use me for his glory. He said he came to set the captives free. And God, we thank you for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're about to do in the earth realm on today. I'm saying good morning to every saint of Almighty God. And in obedience, I had really been wrestling with where I was coming from, and God brought it to my attention, y'all. You know, we serve a God. And I said, Lord, sometimes you got jokes, you know, because I was studying in one area, and God brought me right back to what the word, what the woman of God had placed on there for us to reclaim all of our possessions. He took us, and we're going to run into Isaiah 61 for just a few minutes. Have to go the way he's leading me because that's just who I am, you know. He said, this is the year of the Lord's favor. The Spirit, and I'm reading from, Jesus, the NIV version. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captive and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. You know, that's a familiar scripture he told me on this morning. I'm telling y'all, I'm running on half a tank of gas. But he said this is the scripture that he used to call a lot of us into ministry to let us know what he was calling us to do. And the thing of it is, he was patterning us after himself, because this scripture is really talking about Jesus when he decided it was time, when God said, it is time for you to come forth to deliver my people. It is time for you to come forth to save my people. But he also told me in this, he said, he didn't come to save us. He said, I didn't come as a social worker. I come to bring you forward in the things, the spiritual realm in Almighty God. He said, and not only that, he said, I'm coming so that you'll speak life into some dead situations. I'm coming so you will be able to uplift and build up my people and in the place that I've already put them. He said, and some of them, I'm going to keep reading in a minute. He said, to provide for those who grieve in Zion. Can I tell you, we were grieving. He said, and I want to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of the ashes that from the life that we had been in, the bondage we had been in. He said, and I'm going to give them the oil of joy instead of the mourning. You know, y'all know how we do. We get to crying and moaning about this thing and another. He said, but I want you to remember now. He said, I want to give them a garment of praise so that they'll be able to get up early in the morning and give me the praise, the glory, and the honor, because this is all about kingdom building. He said, but I also want you to know that this was me who came. This was me who came to proclaim this scripture. This was me. This was your Savior who came. He said, and just like when I called you, I got to jump. I got to go with where he's taking me. He said, when I called you into ministry, he said, some of you accepted the call, but you didn't walk worthy thereof. He said, but when you got into a place where your minds and your heart was stayed upon me, he said, just like with me, no one got upset when I got up and read this scripture, because, you know, this was the scripture that was assigned to my household. He said, but when I read the scripture, y'all better hear me. He said, when y'all decided to walk worthy therein, he said, what you didn't know was when I sat in the chair and I let them know that I was the Messiah. He said, that's when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came after me. Huh? He said, that's when all things came after me to try to stop me from going forward to do that the Father had sent. He said, he sent me here today to let you know, just like when you made up your mind that you were going to walk worthy thereof. As they say, your friends and your neighbors, they didn't have anything to say to you then. You know, oh, so-and-so has been called to preach. I'm going to use me because I don't want to use another name. Oh, Nellie was called, and every now and then she'll sit up and God will give her words of wisdom. You know, hey, but all of a sudden he started bringing things into my mind, and he said, oh, no, I come for you to speak the truth. I come for you to set some order. I come for you to do this. And when you start to walk in that position, some of y'all might be like me, huh? When you start to walk and to do the things that God has called you to do, can I tell you, that's when the enemy get busy in your life. He told me to let you know that even on today, we're going to get back to the bottom half. I don't know where he takes me or how he takes me, but I got to go with the flow because he wouldn't let me write it down. He wouldn't let me do my little ones and my little ABCs this morning. And I said, okay. He said, but I come to tell you that you're standing right now in the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. He said, because just like he told me, and I thank God for the woman of God. Well, I didn't understand, didn't know, didn't get it there, and I heard that rejection means redirection. Can I tell you, he's letting me know on this morning that some of us are in the right place doing the right thing, but we're in the wrong house. We're in the wrong position. And God, he said, I allow the pain to come to you to get you in the place where I know the plans that I have for your life. And I want to put you there because there's some legions over on the other side that are waiting you to get to the place. He said, don't get discouraged. He said, because the pain that you've been going through, the rejection that you've been going through, the talking about that you've been going through, the things that have been happening in your life, he said, I brought the pain to push you to the place, to your blessed place. I brought that pain in your life to, and not only just to your blessed place, he said, because some of us forgot who we were and who we were serving. He said, if my people, that's where he took me to. He said, if, that's a little small conjunction, all of that other stuff I'm going to get to in just 1 minute. He said, if my people, we're standing in a place right now, y'all, where God is saying to us that I want you to line up. God is saying to us that I want your heart to become pure. God is saying to us that he want us to get to that place within ourselves that we do not compromise. He want us to get to that place that we don't stop going along to get along. He want us to get to that place where when we open our mouth and start prophesying, we'll wait to hear what he got to say, and we don't let out of the abundance of our heart start to come up out of our mouth, because God got a word for his people to set them on fire. God got a word for his people to bring them to their blessed place. God got a word for the people to turn their lives around, and he said he want us to step back and sit down, because, you know, some of us has got caught up within ourselves. Lord, help me on this morning. Oh, God, he said he wants to realign. Can I tell you, God said he's realigning the body of Christ. God said he is readjusting the body of Christ. God said he's reanointing the body of Christ. God says he's refreshing the body of Christ. If you're standing in need of something and you've got something been going through your heart and in your mind that you felt like, this is not the spirit of the Lord, he said, pay attention, because what I'm showing you in 2022, he said, that is the thing that I want you to make sure that you put it within your heart and your mind. to know that I am the one leading you. God is telling us that it's not that you're not my people. He said, but I want you to realize that I said, if my people who are called by my name. He said, I want to take you on back down into Genesis. And in Genesis, he said, I created man. And I blew my mind. I want you to know who you really are, because some of you don't even really know. And I'm going to say, Nelly didn't know. People would tell me this and they would tell me that. And I promise y'all, been doing it all my life. But I said, I'm just that little old lady. Out of the country. I'm just that little old lady from the country. But God is saying he wants us to get into the places and the positions that he's caused us to be in, because right now, he said, I allowed some things to come. He said, and some of you might still be just like me, in that place of wondering why this and why that. And Lord, I'm going to be like David right now in Psalm 44. He said, and some of you are too afraid to come to me because of religion and how we been taught, how you were taught. He said, well, I want to get rid of that. He said, I'm going to tear down all of that you were taught, and I'm going to bring in who I am in you. I'm elevating you to the position that I would have you to be in. It's time for us to start to cry loud and let God be like David, y'all. We got to start being like David. I don't understand why this is going on in my life. I ain't seeing. I ain't vowed to Baal. I'm not fornicating. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. God wants us to be truthful with him. This is a season right now, can I tell you, that the truth within his people have to come before the throne of God. And when the truth come forth, as they say, all that he said in 61. And he ain't just talking to just those, as they say, who are wearing the titles. Because he said, even in that, even in your title, come on now, come on now, come on now. Don't pressure my people. Don't take my people out of where they are. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Bring the truth to them. Lead them, guide them, and direct them in the way that I would have them to go, not what you want to do. He said, I gave you all these times. I'm like, Lord, taking me everywhere on this morning, but to God be the glory. He said, all of these times, he said, if you go into, I hear you, if you go into a vision, the fourth chapter, he said, you need to be holding your position and doing that I called for you to do. I told you to build up. I told you to lead. I told you to guide. I told you to direct my people, because they're trying to get to a place in me, because I came to save. That's what I called all of you to do. That's why we're in the position that we're in right now. God is calling us back to the forefront. God is getting rid of all of the traditions, religious traditions that have been set up in the earth realm. I hear him saying that I'm getting ready to tear down. Can I tell you, he's given us an opportunity. He said, I'm getting ready to tear down the nepotism, you know, that's been going on in my house. I'm all of the friends, all of the favor, you know, all of what's been going on for the money. He said, I'm getting ready to look at those who are faithful. And can I tell you, he's not saying we're not faithful. He said, let us know that you got off on the wrong track. I sent some things towards you to get you back in the position, because I've anointed and appointed you to do some things in the lives of my people. He said, if you have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Yes, you are that, John 3:16. You are that whosoever. And I'm calling you back to the place. He said, and some of you start to compromise because you were sitting under the authority of some who didn't understand themselves. He said, but you still have that heart for me. You still have that desire for me. You still want to walk up right before me. This is the time and this is the season that I'm bringing you forward. He said, because I'm already trying to reestablish my house in the earth realm. He said, I'm getting ready to tear down not just the church, y'all. He's getting ready to bring to fruition all of those. He said, pray for those who are in authority over you. Can I tell you? He said that when we get back to that place, and we're going to go on back down to what she said. He said, instead of your shame, when you hear what I have to say, instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. I said, well, thank you, Lord Jesus. So what he's telling us now, when you can get rid of that junk, when he said, when you can put that mirror in the front of you and really realize that it's in the inner me, and I'm saying, talking about Nelly, so you can put the inner me in you and know it's the inner me that has been the inner me of us walking in the direction and walking in the place where God is calling us to be. He said that
It's because of where the low self-esteem is, because we done heard too much. We allowed too many people to get in our ear gate. We start listening to too many people and what they were saying. Even at too many tables, didn't get enough. We stayed too much in the dining room instead of getting up in the upper room. He said, I'm calling you to come to me. I'm calling you to build up that relationship once more and again that I called you for. I'm calling you to do that. Can I tell you, the enemy done got busy because I have to look at the computer to be able to read and see what's going on in the whole computer. Well, to God be the glory for the computer going off, because can I tell you, it don't matter that the computer went off. He said, and guess what? Instead of a disgrace, he said, you getting ready to rejoice in your inheritance. Can I tell you that double for your trouble? Can I tell you that salvation will start to come to your household? Can I tell you that your seed and your seed and on down the line through 70 generations will come to know who God truly is? God is just saying, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Because he says, some of you don't even realize it, that you done strayed off. He said, but I'm bringing you back in line with what I called you to do. Don't get caught up to think you're so right, because he said, all of our righteousness, hey, what is it? Nothing but like a filthy rag. God is calling us to a place of repentance right now. Can I tell you, the revival, not just in America, but the revival in the earth realm is already in motion. He said, some of you don't even realize that, hey, when COVID came, huh? He said, I sent COVID for a reason, because I had to get your attention. He said, you don't even remember when I said war room in the atmosphere, hey, that I was trying to let you know I was getting ready to do something then, and you missed me. I said, I'm talking to Nelly, because he would give me so many things, and I thought I was really on each other. Y'all better hear, be aware of what we say out of our own mouth, because God is speaking to us. I can remember when he told me to bring that word. He said, you need to get like Spirit Airlines. You better hear me. He said, because too much stuff you got packed in your bag. Hey, you don't need that for all way I'm taking. And that meant some of us have been trying to hang on to some friends. Some of us have been trying to bring our family. Some of us have been trying to join up with some people that we wasn't supposed to be joined up to. Some of us are trying to think that we could deliver and not even know that we were just a seed planter and somebody else was going to come along the wall. He said, I'm trying to line you back up. Take that out that bag. Spirit Airlines say your bag is packed too tough. You got too much in it. God is reconditioning our hearts. God is reconditioning our minds. God is setting us up to be the servant that he has called us to be. Can I tell you, God is saying, yes, do you know me? I'm telling y'all, he's doing it in such with so much love and so much compassion. God is saying that I called you. I hear him now. He said, I called you. I anointed you and I appointed you. Stop letting people tell you who you are and who you ain't. The only thing he said, I told you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not to your own understanding. And some of y'all are going too much. I can hear the woman of God in my ear gate say, some of y'all are too much calling on Tyrone instead of calling on Almighty God. He said, everything that comes up in your life, take it to me. I'm not going to stay on here long. I said, because when he stopped talking, then I got to shut down. But the one thing he wants me to let you know, some of you in such a good place, and he's trying to separate you from each and everyone that is around you. The words of the Lord that he gave unto me was, he said, it's time for you to study to be quiet. It's time for us to lay down. If I tell you, when you get by yourself and you come to realize it ain't nobody but you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and he have you laying out prostrate before him for 2 and 3 hours, you'll find out that some of the weight that you've been feeling in your life and your relationship with him will even get even better. Your ear gates will open up even the more you'll hear. Your discernment will become much cleaner, because he said, we need to know in this time. We need to know. In this season, we will stop saying, Lord, was that you? We will just be
and do as he has called for us to do. I just pray on this morning that you know that God loves you, and he said that if, can I tell y'all, don't let that little conjunction function stop you from getting to the place, because I believe that each and every one, I hear it on this line, everyone listening in has been praying so much so for our people. God is even coming into the place, y'all, where you know how you have that fear down in you. You say, I trust you, Lord, but it's something that's on the inside that tries to block you. He said, no. When you start to open your mouth, right, once you get in that place, he said, double for your trouble. He said, I came the first time to save you. And between the first time, I'm back in 61, he said, the first time I came was to set you free, to deliver you from the bondage. In between there, you did what you did, but I'm trying to set you back in position because I'm on my way back once more and again. He said, yes, this is the end time, but this ain't the end of time. I need you to get in position because it's the body of Christ. I hear it. It's the body of Christ who's going to be able to take care of those who are out there in the world. It's the body of Christ who's going to be able to take care of those under the bridge. It's the body of Christ who's going to bring in the crackhead. It's the body of Christ who's going to bring in the homemongers up off the street. It's the body of Christ who's going to bring life. As they say, be able to walk down through the corridors of the hospital. You won't even have to touch them. He said, because when you get in that place, it'll be so much anointing. Some of y'all are going to be surprised. You're going to be like Peter. When he walked down the street, it was so much anointing on him that people just got healed. I pray that you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is putting in your ear gates on this morning, because he's calling us higher. He's elevating us. And can I tell you, he's getting rid of all of the junk in our trunk. I pray I've said something that will help, that will bring you up out of the place that you're in, and know that God say he love you. He ain't left you. He's not going to forsake you. He just wants you to come on up and meet him, because we are the characters in his story. This is all about him. Amen. Y'all be blessed on this morning.
Amen. Amen. Bag lady, you can't take everybody with you. They're not designed to go with you. Let them bags go. Mother, you cut up this morning. I was trying to type and listen to you and write stuff down and type, but you worked the airways this morning. Study to be quiet. Sometimes less is best. You want to run and be the rescue to everybody, but sometimes you need to sit back and let God do his job. You bless the body of Christ this morning, Mother. I'm going to say that again. You bless the body of Christ this morning. It's not about you. It's fully about him and kingdom building. I am so honored to have you on this morning. We know the devil got busy, but God, the word still came across. And I thank you for being obedient to his word. In spite of everything else, be obedient to his word. Bag lady, you cannot take everybody with you. We as people and as women want to run and help everybody. But sometimes you got to sit back and let God do his job. Again, I'm so honored to have you on. Father God, I ask you to give back to my mother. That she get, excuse me, let me correct myself because Apostle get mad. Give back to our mother, Nellie, that she gave out to your people. Tuck her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. We know that she's completely healed because the blood still works. We bind the enemy up from her right now for her doing her job this morning just for you. A season for open door for the woman of God. Continue to guide her in the right direction. Continue to give her the strength and the courage that she needs as she walked down this path just for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, Mother, we're so honored to have you on. I cannot stop saying, bag lady, you can take people everywhere you go. That's going to be, I'm probably posting it all today on Facebook. Bag lady, you can't take everybody with you. They're not designed to go with you. Because we have to remember, sometimes people are there just for a season. Come on now. Just for a season to season you up for that lifetime push that's getting ready to come. Because trust and believe, people are watching how you talk, how you carry yourself, how you doing when the storm come on. Remember, the storm is there to test your faith. It's not there to knock you down completely. But if you get leaning a little bit, lean on something, or have, make sure you got somebody that can lean, push you up when you're leaning. Now, everybody's not going to want to help you. You and I know that. But we know one person that has always been right there with you, and his name is Jesus. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you all the time. People of God, study to be quiet. Sometimes less is best. You want to say something, but it's not the appointed time for you to say something. Get under somebody that's truly anointed by God, because you could be sitting up under the wrong person. See, Monday, there go another one. See, I'll be trying to be quiet, but you cut up this so bad this morning. People are sitting under the wrong people. If you're sitting up under somebody that don't want to push you to your destiny and guide you to your purpose, as apostles say, you're in the wrong building. You're in the wrong building, because every parent wants their child to do better than them, spiritually or naturally. Every parent wants them to do better than them. Again, we love you. You know, we're always a call, whisper, inbox, text away. And, you know, Apostle and I are coming on two wheels flying to you.
Amen.
If people want to reach you, Mother, how can they contact you if they want to hear you come? If they want you to come speak, or if they just want to communicate with you, or if they want to bless you, how can they reach you?
You know, your job truly is to pull people up out their comfort zone. I done told you about that. I have told you about that. I said, because this is a hard thing, but I'm listed on Facebook just under Nellie Morgan. But for those who want to come in, we do have a prayer line, a study line, where God has really, and it's been going on since 2005. And for those who would like to come in and study with us, even if you have a word in your belly for God's people on today, you can dial in at 518-351-7066. And we'll be so glad to receive you, because if I tell you one thing God is doing in the sanctuary, he told us to name it the sanctuary. He's teaching us how to come together, and that's for the body of Christ in unity, because it ain't but one body, y'all. And when we can get on one accord, and that's what the call is in the atmosphere today. Can I tell you, and that's how you can reach me, as they say, Nellie Morgan, or come in and sup with us in the sanctuary, because he feeds us daily. Amen.
Man, what days is the prayer line going, Mother, so if they want to tune in? If you guys didn't hear what Pastor Morgan said, you can reach out to me, and I would definitely give you the number. Such a powerful line. If you need encouragement and a push, listen in, because it's always fire on that line. Remember, we are here to encourage, inspire you, and push you to your destiny. If you need help, we are here. It's a no judgment zone, because we can't judge you. Nowhere near. But we know somebody that can take care of you more than anybody else. I have someone on the line for you this morning. Apostle, good morning, man of God. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Blessed.
I caught the tail end of what you were talking about, but I'm just excited to see the release that God has placed on your life. You know, we are each other's greatest push when it comes to making our assignment so clear and what we have to do. And Mother, and I thank God that this is not the first time. This is not going to be the first time that you've been on. This is not going to be the last time you're going to be on. We're going to have you come back on again, because we believe in the God that's in you. We believe in the assignment that's in you. I think when I first met you, I was so blessed to be able to hear what was going on with you in the spirit, because God began to show me and God began to release into me that fire, that fight that you have. I don't know the inside of you. And it made the enemy afraid when you begin to walk into that thing. And don't think it's strange now that you walked out into your complete assignment, that the enemy is going to be at your doorstep. But guess what? just like how faithful our God is, he's going to protect you, he's going to watch over you, and he's going to make the enemy understand the reason why I put this down inside of him. Because as he stands at the gate, he's going to realize that you still got power, and the blood, like you said, the blood still works. Amen, amen. We love you, Mother. We love you so much, and we appreciate you.
Love you so much. Love both of y'all. Y'all, I'm telling you, blessed place. Blessed place. And I have to catch myself sometime, y'all, when I hear him speak. I find myself now, even on the sanctuary, saying, let me help you out so I can get you to your blessed place, because that's where God wants us to be. They'll push you now. Don't talk to them. They'll push you.
It's birthing time, Mother. It's birthing time. That's all it is. It's not us. It's God in us that show us who you are. Because your light got to shine even in darkness. Remember that. What you went through then can save somebody now. Come on, I'm not preaching on here. You already did. But your light have to shine. Sometimes we can go into uncomfortable places that other people can't go, and that's where it's designed. So you know my testimony. I share it all the time, and I'm not ashamed of who I used to be because I know who I am now. It's the difference. When you know who you are now than what you used to be. Yeah, I can tell you how to walk that walk because I've been there. And you can tell them how to walk that walk because you've been there. So that's why we are so honored to have you in our life, because you push us when you don't realize it. So we definitely got to push you back. But it's all out of love. All out of love. Remember the number 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or if you need prayer. And thank you again, Mother, for coming on. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you said, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough, even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You've so good to me.
Everybody, lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried it, it wouldn't work.
I owe you my life.
I
I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way. Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. You've been so good. When I almost lost my mind, you've been so good. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been so good. Everybody lift your voice and say, so good.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, if you missed Pastor Morgan's message this morning, you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, excuse me, and listen to it there. Or you can go to her page and listen, press the queue and listen to her on there as well. A phenomenal message this morning. Bag lady, I'm going to be saying this all day. You can't take everybody with you. Let them bags go, drop them, put it to the side, and let God do his work. Let him have over. And study to be quiet. Sometimes less is best. You want to talk, talk, talk. But sometimes it's not your appointed time to talk. It's your appointed time to eat. You need somebody to push you to your destiny. And this somebody is right here. That's why we have men and women of God to come on here to help you when you need to be pushed. You never know who it might be. There's no I in team. It's one body. This is about kingdom building on Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's not about apostle and I. It's about glorifying God. Pastor Morgan, can you give that number out again?
Yeah, I am so sorry. Y'all just don't know how nervous I was this morning. The phone number to contact us is 518-351-9066. And just so you'll know, we're there Sunday through Friday at 7 a.m. every morning and on Fridays, because God said we take communion as often as you do it. Do it in remembrance of him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And remember, if you guys didn't hear that, you can definitely reach out to me at 832-519-7646. If you didn't get any of the numbers Pastor Morgan said, or if you didn't hear her, or if you want to be connected with Pastor Morgan, you can reach me at 832-519-7646. Or you can go to War on Gospel Connection on Facebook and send a message. Remember, iron sharpens iron. We're here to push you when you need to be pushed. We all are so comfortable in our comfortable zone. I'm speaking for Kashima, where you want to just sit back. But when you're a front runner, honey, you can't sit back no longer. When you're called, you can't sit back any longer. It's time for you to get up, put your armor on, and get ready to fight. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Nobody's perfect. God does not care about what you did last night, this morning, last week. He already forgave you for it. Now it's time for you to forgive yourself and say, God, here I am. It's simple. God, here I am. I need you. I tried it my way. I tried it their way, and I'm in the same position. Now I want to do it your way. I need you to guide me and show me what to do, and he will. Now you surrender your life to Christ, welcome. Now let me tell you, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, I come from the hip. It's not going to be easy because now you done made the devil mad because you surrender your life to Christ. But it's going to be worth it. Get you a Bible. Give you three keys. Get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible or download the app. Two, find your church home. If you go online, or if you go in, find your church home. You're welcome to join Apostle and I at the Abba House International, 1910 Sam Houston Parkway East at Staybridge Hotel on first and third Sunday. Make sure the man or woman of God that you're under, that they're walking what they're preaching. This is very critical because you surrender your life to Christ. Again, nowhere in the Bible says it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Trust in God. Hold your head up. It's okay you made a mistake. It's okay you messed up. Now it's time to let go and let God fix it. You tried it your way and it didn't work, try it his way. Remember, the Bible says have faith size of a mustard seed. It didn't say have faith size of an 18-wheeler. Or high-rise building. It says have faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. I say this all the time. Women of God, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. You're a daughter of a king. Hold your head up. If you need help or if you need to speak to any one of the women of God or men of God that come on here, send me a message. I would definitely connect you. You don't have to come to the Abba House International, but go somewhere and get fed and be covered. Go somewhere and get fed and be covered. God loves you. If you want a blessed world gospel connection, you can at $WGC2020 or Zelle 832-519-7646. And the other Zelle is KISSHIMA4@gmail.com. Remember, the Cash App is $WGC2020. We still go out and feed the homeless. We have blessed all. If you want it, it is for free. This is no miracle soap, miracle water, or miracle towel. This is blessed all that we pray over. And it's not the all. It's your faith in God. But if you need the all, it's definitely free. If you're in the Houston area, we can meet up with you, give it to you, pray with you, and even we can mail it to you. Again, it is free. It's time for you to take your position. The shift is here, whether you're ready for it or not. So you might as well get armed up to get ready for the fight. We sat back so long, and we lived on Meemaw's and Grandma's and Big Mama prayers. Now it's time for you to stand on your own two feet. Because people are depending on you that you have no idea, watching you that you have no idea, listening to you that you have no idea, and they're depending on you. And I'm here to tell you, get ready, lace your boots up, get ready to fight, because it's time to stand up and take back what was taken from you. If you want to be a generation breaker, honey, you can't be soft. Because you're going to get backlash. Trust me, I'm speaking for experience. You're not a fit for everybody, and that's okay, because a prophet walk is a lonely walk. Don't get discouraged, woman of God, because they don't invite you to everything. You're not equipped to go to everywhere. Excuse me, you're not equipped to go with everybody. Sometimes God don't let you go for a reason. You didn't waste your all enough on people, unnecessary people. Support goes both ways, people of God. Not just them supporting you or you supporting them, It goes both ways. Bless somebody today. Be a blessing. When was the last time you paid for somebody's order behind you just because? I try to do it often. And the last time I did, the man got out of the car and chased me down. You paid? Yeah, why not? God told me to. Because if you're faithful over me, small, what do you think he will do for you being faithful over just that little bit? The woman of God says, double portion. I want my double portion. Do you? Do something out of the blue for somebody. Because that just might be what they needed at that appointed time. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Remember to tune in. The number is 563-999-3628. It's all about kingdom building. Keep pushing through. God has not forgotten about you. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Yeah. cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. The storm might be here right now, but it won't last. There's a rainbow that's right there for, just for you. Hold your head up, woman of God. I say this all the time. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. It's okay to cry, but don't stay in that weeping stage. Hold your head up. Spend on that one-on-one time with God. Let him know that you're ready. Remember, he's not forceful. He's never forced himself on you. He's been waiting on you to say, here I am. Like I said, the overcoming scripture is Romans 10 and 9. I'll say it again. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God loves you. He never left you. He's always been right there with you, waiting on you. Know that he loves you. We are here always to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Keep pushing through, pushing through. If you need help or encouragement or just need to talk, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. We are here. If you want to speak to any of the guests that came on, let me know. Again, it's not about us. It's all about God. It's kingdom business only. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't forget to join us on Monday for Man Up Monday. And every Thursday and Thursday for Women Day Thursday. I have another phenomenal woman coming on next week. Keep pushing through, women of God and men of God. God loves you. And remember to put your armor on, because the devil thinks when he attack your mind, he can destroy your day. He done enough for that. Now it's time for you to stand up and take your place. Be blessed and talk to you soon.
Tell one more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else.